Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Korach, the Torah tells us in Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Gimel that when Korach rebelled against Moshe and Aaron and against Hashem himself, the first thing Korach said was, Rav Lachem, you've taken too much for yourselves. Ki chol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. Everyone in this community is holy. Uvesocham Hashem. And God is with them, among them. Umadua tisnasu al kehal Hashem. So why are you setting yourselves up above the congregation? That's what Korach said to Moshe and Aaron. And when we hear these words, we cannot help but think to ourselves, wasn't Korach correct? Isn't it indeed true that kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim? This question is asked by a number of Mefarshim, including Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who died in 1993. I saw this question asked in the Sefer in English called The Rav Thinking Aloud. It's a Sefer by Rabbi David Holzer, where transcripts of Rabbi Soloveitchik's Shiurim on the Chumash have been written up, and it is there in the Bamidbar volume on our Parsha, where Rabbi Soloveitchik offers the following beautiful explanation. He first said it in a shiur at the Rabbinical Council of America convention in 1973. Rabbi Soloveitchik says that an explanation to what Korach said can be found in a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh in Sefer Devarim Perik Yudalit Pasuk Beis. There Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, Ki am kadosh ata l'Hashem Elokecha, you are a holy nation to Hashem, your God. Uvicha bachar Hashem lihios lo le'am segula mikol ha'amim asher al penei ha'adama. God has chosen you from all the other nations in the world to be his nation. And on this pasuk, Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says something seemingly strange at first glance, as a way to explain the two parts of the pasuk. Ki am kadosh ata l'Hashem Elokecha, and also uvecha bachar Hashem. Rashi says, ki am kadosh ata, that is kedushas atzmecha me'avosecha. Your kedusha comes from your ancestors. And Rashi continues and says, Ve'od, and in addition to all that, Uvicha Bachar Hashem, Hashem has chosen you. What does that mean? It sounds like Rashi is just repeating the pasuk. What's Rashi adding? Rabbi Soloveitchik says that Rashi maintains that Kedushas Yisrael is made up of two aspects, two components. On the one hand, the community as a whole is holy. Am Yisrael is not just a group of people, but it's an entity, a body in and of itself. That's the word Am. Am comes from the word Im, which means with. Am Yisrael is a union. It's one body, one unit, together. And that unit, when you are together, is holy. Ki am kadosh ata. Together as one unit, you are indeed holy. And that holiness is inherited from our ancestors. As Rashi says, kedushas atzmecha me'avosecha. It's what Rabbi Soloveitchik calls a, quote, genetic code of kedusha. And in this way, on this level, your individual holiness comes when you draw upon the resources of the community, the whole, the tzibur. And on this level, everyone is indeed equal. Just as Korach said, on this level, Moshe derives this kind of Kedusha from the whole, just as anyone else in all of Bnei Israel. From the viewpoint of Ki Am Kadosh Ata, there is no differentiation of Kedusha. We're all equal. But of course, that is not the whole picture. Of course you are holy because you are part of a holy nation, but that's not all. If the community was the only source of Kedusha, then the individual would be deprived of their creative role, their individual initiative, their singular uniqueness. The Torah says that in addition to Ki Am Kadosh Ata, there's another resource of Kedusha. Uvicha Bachar Hashem Lihios Lo Le'am Segula. Hashem has chosen you. Hashem has chosen you. You are special. You have a unique mission. And on this level, and in this way, not only does the individual receive Kedusha from the community, but the community derives Kedusha from the individual. And each individual's Kedusha is different. and it's completely proportionate to the individual's involvement, to their dedication. Our individual Kedusha is an expression of our greatness, and no two people are alike in that way. Each of us has a unique mission, and each of us has been given unique gifts, unique talents, unique resources to fulfill that mission. And Korach did not understand that. Ki chol ha'eda kulam kedoshim? That may be true on the national, communal level. But on the individual level, nothing could be further from the truth. Moshe was and remains today the greatest Navi that ever lived. On a national, communal scale of Kedusha, he's like you and me. But on an individual level, no one can compare. And Rabbi Soloveitchik says that's why when Moshe responded to Korach, he says in Perek Tazayin Pasukei, he says in the morning, Hashem will show Eis Asher Yivchar Bo. Hashem will show who he chooses individually. Who has the greatest level of individual Kedusha? Nationally, we're the same. But individually, each of us has a mission. Each of us has to seek out and find and attain our individual level of Kedusha. Have an amazing day, everyone!